Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here with Jeremy Dayton at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, that's Immigration Naturalization Service, with his latest, What Biden's Immigration Policies Would Do to America. Selwyn Duke with A New American, his latest news. Biden vows war on white supremacists. Bad news, that could be you. All right, he'll be here in the second hour. Well, as most of you have heard, Hank Aaron, baseball's one-time home run king, has died at the age of 86. Hank Aaron, who endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run and gracefully left his mark as one of baseball's greatest all-round players, died today. He was 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's longtime team, said he died peacefully in his sleep. No cause was given. Now, Aaron made his last public appearance just 2.5 weeks ago when he received the COVID-19 vaccine. He said he wanted to spread to the black Americans that the vaccine was safe. So he got the vaccine shot 2.5 weeks ago. COVID-19, spreading the word how safe it is. Anyway, Hammering Hank set a wide array of career hitting records during his 23-year career, spent mostly with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves. From Alex Newman, the powerful National Education Association Teachers Union is now calling on Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Congress to nationalize and further radicalize the government school system and the children it shapes, sparking alarm among a lot of critics. The plan also calls for more than doubling the federal tax spending on public education. In its unhinged 49-page manifesto, dubbed 2020 NEA Policy Playbook for Congress and the Biden-Harris Administration, the extremely radical labor union purporting to represent some 3 million teachers makes a series of outrageous and unconstitutional demands. And Biden as president, there should be little doubt about whether he'll support it. Among the many demands is a call for mandatory kindergarten for all children ages 5 and up, while purporting to require that all local school districts provide it. In line with the Marxist dogma, the scheme also demands universal access to pre-K indoctrination of all children aged 3 and 4, in addition to more government spending on child care programs for children even younger than that. Now, perhaps even more alarmingly, the NEA plans to urge national leaders to use unconstitutional federal powers to force even more LGBTQ plus indoctrination and extremism on the vulnerable and impressionable children. Now, this include, by the way, promoting homosexuality, transgenderism, and the dangerous notion that children can choose their own gender from intentionally infinite different opinions and options. Under the NEA vision, all government schools will become much more than just places to indoctrinate and dumb down the American children, Alex says, and instead they would morph into the full community schools. And that's just a fancy way of saying that schools would increasingly replace parents, taking charge of everything from mental and dental health of children to providing 3 meals per day. Even what little freedom remains for charter schools would be squashed too. Under the NEA demands, charter schools, which are already forced by law to obey many of the outrageous dictates that make traditional government schools so terrible, would be now forced to allow all the same laws and regulations applicable to traditional public schools. Wow. Well, Texas Attorney General Ken Patton last evening announced that he's going to be taking action against the Biden administration over its illegal deportation freeze. Biden signed an executive order Wednesday putting a temporary 100-day freeze on deportations of illegal aliens. Joe Biden put illegal aliens over taxpaying American citizens in his quest to destroy the United States. Mr. Paxton sent a letter to Acting Secretary Department of Homeland Security David Pekoske, demanding the agency immediately rescind its illegal, unconscionable deportation freeze, or Texas will sue. Did you know that Texas can actually divide itself into four different states? As far as I know, they're the only state in the union that can do that. Yeah, that's why they have all the flags away anyway. All right. A federal judge struck down an attempt by Parler to force Amazon Web Services, AWS, to reinstate it, ruling yesterday that AWS was within its rights to remove the conservative social media platform from its web hosting service. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle rejected the request by Parler for a preliminary injunction that aimed to force AWS to continue hosting the social media site, stating in her decision to deny the request that the evidence Parler has submitted in support of the claim is both dwindlingly slight and disputed by AWS. Dr. Anthony Fauci said yesterday President Joe Biden will be revoking the Mexico City policy. Yep, that's the one which the Trump administration expanded to prohibit organizations overseas that receive U.S. health assistance funding from promoting or performing abortions. Breitbart News reported that Fauci announced Biden had signed a letter reversing the former President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from and stop funding the World Health Organization, a supporter of global abortion rights. So let me write down here, out of all this money the government has, we will now once again be sending $400 million a year to the World Health Organization. Could the news get any more serious? Yes. Here's something you can, well, if you think about it, it might interrupt your sleep. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell still reporting that some retailers are dropping MyPillow products from their stores. And this is taking place after Lindell's claims of election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Be careful of what you speak. Got that? Okay. Not me, of course. Lindell says Bed Bath & Beyond, or the three B's, Kohl's, Wayfair, and H-E-B have all dropped MyPillow because of public pressure on social media and perpetrated, he says, by leftist groups. The New York Times reported that Dominican voting systems threatened a lawsuit against Lindell because of his accusations about election fraud that the company was allegedly involved in. State officials have repeatedly ignored all the evidence that was gathered during investigations and revealed at legislative hearings in the key battleground states where whistleblowers and data experts testified under the penalty of perjury. That means, you know, they could go to prison if they lied. They testified to massive amounts of election fraud that they had witnessed. And instead, state officials kept saying, no proof of widespread election fraud in the election, so we're not supposed to believe our lying eyes and our excellent hearing, yes? You know what I say? I say it could also be, when it comes to Mike Lindell, it could be his excellent interview that he had on One America News a few weeks ago. Continuing with the report, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency called it the most secure election in American history. Yeah. Chris Wallace, the greatest speech I've ever heard of any president once he was sworn in. That's what he said about Mr. Biden. The Democrats also say that Mr. Biden is not a cognitive decline. And we don't believe that either. And they say that the FBI Director Chris Wray, who's staying on, is not an established guy who wants to get to the bottom of the Spygate scandal, and nobody believes that. Well, Lindell is just one of over 150 people contacted by Dominion over what they say are baseless claims about the integrity of its voting machines. And that's according to the Washington Post, all right? And very interesting, too, you know, because the other day I gave you the news story about the Washington Post is now letting you know that they absolutely do believe that the attack on, you know, January 6th was not caused by Trump. Yeah. Boy, I wonder what happened with them. Well, Joe Biden, you know, moved Donald Trump's decor in the Oval Office, and they all can do that anytime they want. He removed Winston Churchill's bust and a painting of former President Andrew Jackson. Kind of interesting. Remember when Obama had removed Winston Churchill's bust also? Yeah. I just now thought about that. Poor Winston. I guess he's getting dizzy. According to the Washington Post, Biden added additional busts, including Robert F. Kennedy, Cesar Chavez, Rosa Parks, and former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. When Trump became president, he reinstated, you know, the Winston Churchill's bust after, as I mentioned, former President Barack Obama removed it. Then Mayor of London Boris Johnson, he reacted to Obama's change of decoration in 2017, called it a snub to Britain. Now, no one was sure whether the president had himself been involved in the decision, Johnson said, but some said it was a snub to Britain. But here's the one that ruffles my feathers, the fact that Biden also removed the flags of the various United States military branches. Instead, he decided, I'll just display an American flag and a flag with the, wait for it, how could you get any flag better than the American flag? Are you ready for it? Well, he's going to display the American flag and one other flag, and that's the flag of the presidential seal. You can probably get a little magnifying glass, and there will be a little tiny Biden right in the middle. Anyway, what a snub to the military. And then you know the news going around today right now, those National Guardsmen, 26,000, whatever. Well, they stuck them in this gigantic garage, and they brought them some pizza, I guess. Now, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it probably is because it's a big parking garage. 26,000 or whatever the amount's in there right now, can't be 26,000, I would imagine. Let's just go with 8,000. There is, are you ready? Only one bathroom. Okay. The Washington, Wilmington, Delaware, that's Wilmington, Delaware repair shop owner who distributed Hunter Biden's laptop contents to the FBI and Trump supporters have emerged on a GoFundMe page to tell his story. He was on Tucker last night. John Paul MacIsaac posted on Sirius Videos titled The Truth. Actually, it was on Hannity, that's right. And I'm not a Russian, I'm not a hacker to dispel what Democrats and President Barack Obama's intelligent kingpins have been saying about him. That's what it says, Obama, yep. To imply that I'm a hacker and all that information was hacked has had an irreversible impact on my business. So he tried to get a GoFundMe account, and they said, no, 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 no. You're talking about Hunter Biden. So amazing. But as I keep mentioning, you know, we've still got Mr. Ray, FBI director. So Hillary's safe. Hunter Biden's safe. Chuck Wilder, not too sure. Okay. The one and only Michael Cutler is right around the corner. Is that you, Mike? Yes, there he is, right there. Coming up next with his latest, what Biden's immigration policies would do to America. Be back.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder here. Hey, let me tell you about my guest, Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R. You've probably heard about him. Retired senior special agent of the former INS, that's the Immigration Naturalization Service. He's host of the radio program, The Michael Cutler Hour, and Mike has testified as an expert witness at numerous congressional hearings on issues relating to the enforcement of immigration laws, especially in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Let's see, that was January 6th, right? No. You're listening to the wrong people, all right? His articles can be found at Front Page Magazine, The Social Contract, Newsmax.com, his website, michaelcutler.net. And by the way, when you go to Front Page Magazine, that website is frontpagemag.com. He's also at dmlnews.com, and he's also at crn.com. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm terrific, Chuck. How are you? Happy Friday.
Hey, you too. Listen, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton last evening announced that he's going to be taking action against the Biden administration over its illegal deportation freeze. Biden signed that executive order Wednesday, putting a temporary 100-day freeze on deportations of illegal aliens. And you've got a new report, what Biden's immigration policies would do to America. America's adversaries can't wait for this massive betrayal.
Yeah, and by the way, I hope after your show, everybody goes over and checks out the article and really pass it along to folks. You know, the immigration laws were designed to protect national security, public safety, public health, the jobs and livelihoods of American workers. And when now President Biden says that we're not going to deport anybody for 100 days, and then after that, if you want to be deported, you have to be convicted of a felony, that's madness. You know, the 9/11 Commission made it very clear that failures of the immigration system were behind the ability of the terrorists to launch terror attacks, not just on 9/11. They looked at a period of 10 years preceding the attacks of 9/11, and guess what we saw? time and time again, aliens committing immigration fraud, violating multiple sections of the immigration laws in order to enter the country and embed themselves. We used to arrest tourists who were working illegally in factories. It didn't matter if they didn't run out of time. They could have been given 6 months to stay here. And if 2 weeks after they entered, we went to a factory and they were working, or we went to a gas station, they were working, we arrested them and deported them to free up the jobs for Americans and lawful immigrants. So what this really does is undermine national security. It undermines public safety, public health. Think about it. We have hospitals that are overwhelmed with COVID. So even if the aliens in question don't have COVID, and they may, but if they need emergency room care, that's going to take away resources that we need for Americans who can't get into hospitals.
Hey, Mike,
by the way, the other thing Biden is doing that blows my mind, they're also going to allow aliens to come in from those so-called Muslim-majority countries. One of them is Iran. This wasn't about keeping out Muslims because President Trump did not include the most populous Muslim-majority countries on the planet on the list. Indonesia, Pakistan, India, not on the list. Iran is on the list. Iran just posted a warning that they're going to look to kill President Trump, believe it or not. Facebook finally took down that Twitter, took down that account. I don't remember if it was Facebook or Twitter. So we are going to allow people into our country from a nation that threatens to kill our leaders, and Biden is okay with that? I just want to make quick, if I have time.
Go ahead.
What they're also doing, though, is President Trump said, we're going to allow people from England and Brazil and other European countries to enter the United States if they've been tested for COVID. Guess what? Biden has said, we are not going to allow that. That's an executive order that he canceled. So while we're letting in people from countries that sponsor terrorism, if you're from Europe and you're from Brazil, Biden said, no way. And by the way, New York's Governor Cuomo is backing Biden up and says, we don't want Europeans sent to the United States right now. How's that for racism on their part?
Yeah, okay. Coming up on a break here in just a moment. And speaking of Iran, you know, I had former mayor of Shiloh, Israel on, I think it was yesterday or the day before, David Rubin. And, you know, we're talking about all of these treaties, you know, and all these niceties that Biden are doing to Iran. And I said, how in the world, you know, can anyone do that when they shout, death to Americans, death to Americans, death to Americans, come on over. Hey, we'll give you a free ticket. Come here. Yeah, death to America. Come on, you can come over and play with my children. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Michael Cutler, and he writes for Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com, and his website is michaelcutler.net. Be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Carey Mulligan gives a chillingly effective performance as a med school dropout who's haunted by the terrible abuse suffered by a classmate and develops her own means of seeking revenge on the male gender in the diabolically disturbing Promising Young Woman, now available for rent on video on demand.
Every week, I go to a club. I act like I'm too drunk to stand. And every week, a nice guy comes over to see if I'm okay.
Well, she's not okay, and neither are they after their encounters. Rendered in graphic and sometimes truly sickening detail, the plot, which becomes increasingly far-fetched, unfolds with consummate skill from rising writer-director Emerald Fennell. Though the surprising twists near the conclusion will leave you haunted rather than gratified. Rated a hard R, of course, for cringe-inducing violence, graphic sexuality, and abundant harsh language. 2.5 stars for Promising Young Woman.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Michael Cutler. He's a retired senior special agent of the former Immigration Naturalization Service. And as I mentioned before, he also testified at the 9/11 attacks. What I was going to, when I was butting in on you about 10 minutes ago, I think, there, Mike, you were on a roll and you were talking about the 9/11 Commission and how the terrorists got in. And I wanted you to tell the listener, I know, pardon me, you and I talked about the guy that was actually a terrorist that drove an ice cream wagon around forever and ever and ever.
Yep.
They come in here, and there's a couple of ways that the United States will let you in, you know, the different systems they have, right?
Yes, and so it's not just the Mexican border. You know, the Mexican border has got to be secured. Let's be real crystal clear about that. This isn't controversial. By the way, isn't it interesting that we didn't see any virtual fences around the Capitol, but honest-to-God fences? But how many members of Congress voted against the border wall that President Trump wanted to erect?
Here's one for you.
You have to wonder.
Here's one for you. How many Congress critters have fences and guards around their house, like Pelosi? How about the Vatican?
Yes. Absolutely. So now you have to ask yourself, what might have persuaded them to say, let's just have drones or the virtual fence? I remember years ago I was on with Lou Dobbs when he was at CNN, and he said, Mike Cutler, what do you think of the virtual fence, SBI Net, the Secure Border Initiative? And I said, well, the virtual fence will do exactly what it's supposed to do, stop virtually nobody. And, of course, Lou couldn't stop laughing, but it's not a joke. The idea that we're not going to erect a fence or a wall to protect us, and let's be crystal clear because there's so many lies being told about that wall. First of all, this may sound contradictory or not make sense, so I want you to listen carefully. The border wall does not stop anybody from entering the United States of America. I'm going to say it a second time. The border wall does not stop anyone from entering the United States. If it did, it would block off the ports of entry. The border wall simply makes certain that everybody and everything that comes into the United States goes through an orderly process of inspection. This is no different from what you see at the airport when you wait in those cattle runs with those, you know, those black tape corridors that guide you to the TSA so they can make sure you're not bringing any contraband on board the airplane to use it to bring the airplane down, and so they can verify your ID is authentic and so forth. That's exactly what we do at ports of entry. For the first 4 years of my career with the old INS, I was an immigration inspector. I sat in a booth at the airport, and we stopped criminals and fugitives from entering the United States. We also stopped people from coming in who had diseases, and we stopped people from coming in who were likely to take jobs away from Americans.
Well, let me interrupt you, okay, because I'm sure a listener's saying, what do you mean the wall doesn't stop people? Well, it stops caravans, doesn't it?
It does, and it creates an orderly process so that you know who you're letting in. When you go into the theater, they don't open up the side doors and let everybody flood in. If they do, they're not going to make money, yeah. And you're going to have more people watching the movie than they're receiving.
So let me ask you
when
this
you go
now.
On board
this
an
is
airplane, it's the same thing. It's an orderly process.
My most important question here, Mr. Cutler, what theater do you know that's open, and how long has it been open, huh? Are you going there?
It's been open. It's been closed since the 12th of November also. But you understand my point.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to... People need to use analogies to understand what we're dealing with. But as far as what the 9/11 Commission had to say, let me just read a couple of quick quotes now that you've opened that Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
Once terrorists had entered the United States, their next challenge was to find a way to remain here.
Yes.
Their primary method was immigration fraud. For example, Yusuf and Ajaj concocted bogus political asylum stories when they arrived in the United States. Look at all these people claiming asylum. So those adjudicators are overwhelmed with all these ridiculous applications. And it's not supposed to be that you're an economic refugee. Political asylum has nothing to do with economics. It's because of your race, your religion, your sexual preference, your political views, that you would face discrimination and worse by your government. And that's why we allow you in. It might be your religion. So if you belong to a religious group that's being attacked, then you could apply for asylum. Mm-hmm. It's not because I live a terrible life and I'd like to go to America. It doesn't work that way, but Biden says he will accept economic refugees, which means anybody in the world would qualify. Let me just finish what this said. So it said that Yusuf and Ajaj concocted bogus political asylum stories when they arrived in the United States. Mahmoud Abu Olima, involved in both the World Trade Center and landmark plots, received residence under the Seasonal Agriculture Worker Program after falsely claiming he picked beans in Florida.
Wow.
Mohammed Salameh, who rented the truck used in the bombing, overstayed his tourist visa, meaning he was an illegal alien. He rented the truck used in the bombing, overstayed his tourist visa. He then applied for permanent residence under the Agriculture Worker Program, but was rejected. Iyad Mahmoud Ismail, who drove the van containing the bomb, took English language classes at Wichita State University in Kansas on a student visa, and after he dropped out, he remained in the United States out of status. So you had two illegal aliens, one renting a truck and one driving the truck that had the bomb. New York State and other states give driver's licenses to illegal aliens who are here in violation of law. You would think we learned something from 9/11.
Yeah, but it seems like agriculture, right? I'm here because I'm going to pick beans. Student visa. I'm here. I'm going to go to university in Wichita State. Yeah, you know, no vetting whatsoever. Of course, you kind of wonder if they vetted a guy in Florida, you know, that opened fire on everyone.
Wait one moment. Schumer was the architect of the Agriculture Worker Program, and back then I confronted him. I met with him. He was my congressman back then, not a senator,
Schumer.
A junior congressman who was more arrogant than anyone I ever met. I was working with our senior senator, Al D'Amato, at the time to change the aggravated felon law to make it a 20-year felony. He could not have been more respectful or courteous, and Schumer couldn't have been any more contumacious. He was obnoxious, nasty, gave me supposedly 15 minutes when I said something he didn't like. He said, "Your time is up." And what did I ask him? I said, "Chuck, why in the world are you concerned about a visa for farm workers when you don't have a single farm in your district?" Uh-huh. And it was at that point that the meeting ended. What do you think of that? Back in 1985.
Right now he's fighting because he wants to carry the papers over for the second impeachment trial. But Nancy gets to do it, so, yeah.
I mean, but this is so outrageous. And Nancy is now accusing Republican members of the House of potentially conspiring with the rioters on January the 6th. I have never seen a more toxic brew, a more anti-American bunch of characters, and if you dare challenge anything like the outcome of the election, you're called a seditionist. And
well, you know,
I remember there were Democrats who challenged Trump when he won the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they use those terms to describe the Democrats who questioned the outcome
Blame
of the prior
Blame others
election?
For what you do. Rules from Alinsky. But listen, there was one Congress critter, and I think he was up around New York, saying that this attack on the Capitol building, January 6th, was worse than 9/11, the worst thing he's ever seen. And he finally backed down because he got so much flack on it. You know, comparing three or four people, you know, that are killed to 3,000 plus they're still dying today from everything they inhaled. And I'll tell you something, listener, if you don't know, Michael Cutler, the day that it happened, I think it was the day or the day after, you know, you've got ashes floating down and you're doing a report on my show, and George's show at the time, I think. But anyway.
Yep. It was the day of the attack. Within 15 minutes, the ashes started fluttering. And I'll never forget the day. My neighbors came out screaming because their loved ones worked in the towers. They employed mm-hmm. tens of thousands of people. They were vertical cities, those twin towers, 110 stories tall. And the neighborhood started to get it. We were getting, it looked like a light snow falling on my house, my lawn, the sidewalk. My neighbors were out screaming. That night, people were out wandering in the street with this vacant look. They looked like zombies. They didn't know what happened to their husbands, their wives, their children, their brothers, their sisters, their parents. And within short order, cars drove by with photos in the window. Have you seen my wife? Have you seen my son? With big American flags. Anybody who was here could not possibly ever forget that day. I think we still suffer post-traumatic stress. The stench from 9/11, it was a cauldron, because the jet fuel continued burning for weeks afterwards. The stench permeated the air. And
let me ask you real quick.
That anybody could compare what happened at the Capitol with that, you have
and
to be a raving lunatic to make that comparison.
9/11 would cause PTSD, right? But what happened at the Capitol, you know, in fact, most of the people are just watching it on television. Same way with 9/11. But see, 9/11 had, you know, so many more people that were involved. And it was definitely a terrorist attack. And you know what? They can't impeach Trump, Mike, and I'll tell you why. They can take from the first second of his speech to the very end, and there will be no insurrection or whatever the heck they're calling it.
No, it wasn't. I think it was an ill-conceived idea to do that, to be honest with you. But why aren't the politicians asking the question, why did a million people, roughly, show up at a moment's notice? What does it have them so upset that needs to be addressed if we're really representing the American people? We have 74 or 75 million who voted for Trump, and they didn't just vote for him. They're enthusiastic supporters. You would think if you were a legitimate politician who really wanted a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, that you wouldn't chastise those people and threaten them with the notion of deprogramming. You would ask them, why are you so worked up that you've taken this path? That's what real representatives do. But, of course, Nancy is not a representative, nor is Chuck Schumer. Look, they are governing under the influence of bribes that are being paid by all sorts of various sources. They are influenced by the power that they've been given. They are drunk with power. They could care less about the American people. And this notion that we're going to shut up Americans and not allow them to question, we're not looking at a democracy. We're looking at a fascist state. And the American people better wake up to it. And I don't care whether you agreed with Trump or not, but it is our constitutionally ironclad authority that we have to say what we want and question anybody that we want. And when you can no longer question our leaders, we're in deep trouble. And my first question for Joe Biden, why in the world would you want to see 100 million kids come to America from other countries? Because that's the ultimate number. I hope everyone reads my article. It's not just the 25 million who would be legalized. Forget the 11 million number. Yeah. Universities believe we're up to around 25 million. But they could immediately petition to bring in every single one of their minor children. So if 25 million people have four kids on average, and I think the numbers will be way higher, folks, we're looking at an influx of 100 million. Yeah. Imagine what that does to the environment, to education, to health care, to the economy, unemployment. We would not be able to recover from what Joe Biden is preparing to do to this country.
Yeah,
and he needs to be asked that one question. Why in the world would you do it? And how does this benefit American citizens and lawful immigrants? Those are the questions. Instead of what flavor ice cream do you like, that's what real reporters would be asking him in the White House briefing room.
Yeah, and in your report, you talk about the Yale survey.
Yes, the Yale study.
22.1 million is what they're doing. And like you say, they're probably
3 years ago. 3 years ago.
3 years ago, they're probably off, you know, 5 million or whatever. You know, I've got to ask you something real quick. Whenever Biden, you know, he was signing all these brand new executive orders or whatever he was doing, or COVID, some things in the notebook, and you saw Kamala Harris would go and move the book and take the pen out and all this stuff. But standing up against the wall behind the president, behind Mr. Biden, there was Nancy Pelosi, you know, with her mask on. And I'm thinking, boy, you know, looking at Kamala, there she is, vice president. Remember whenever you used to scold her and she dropped out of the race and all that stuff? And I bet you the other one that's sitting over there just fuming is Hillary. You know, how in the hell did Kamala get there? They're wondering. Yeah.
So I got another question.
Yeah.
Think about Hillary, who was the first one to start to attack American voters who didn't vote for her. I've never seen that before on this kind of a scale. To call millions of Americans the deplorables who belong in the the basket of deplorables. You know, normally politicians want to win people over. Hillary wanted to attack anybody in sight because she was having a hissy fit because we were smart enough not to vote for her. Okay, and I'm a registered Democrat. These people aren't Democrats. And by the way, here's something I want everyone to think about. President Trump could not undo DACA, which was an executive order. Many judges have ruled it to be illegal, by the way, and I've discussed this at length. It was supposed to be a humanitarian program done on a case-by-case basis for people who come to the United States and they have a medical emergency. We're not going to force people to abandon injured or sick family members lying in a hospital bed, so we allow you to stay. Obama said, oh, great, we'll use that program and we'll give over a million illegal aliens lawful status because we couldn't get legislation passed. So being the imperial president with a magic pen and a magic phone, we'll do an end run around Congress because they failed to act. His claim, that was a lie. They voted no. He wasn't happy. But when President Trump tried to undo it and said, well, I'm now the president, I should be able to undo the executive order of a previous president, we had judges telling him, you don't have that right.
Yeah.
I wonder if any judge will tell Mr. Biden that he doesn't have the right to undo the executive orders that were issued by a duly elected prior president who just happened to be named Donald J. Trump. How's that for an interesting question?
I've had a lot of people asking me about that, and I said, hey, as I understand, you cannot overrule an executive decision. Executive order, just like you said. Hey, we're coming up on a break here, and what was I going to ask you? Boy, I had
a bunch of things lined up. If I knew, you wouldn't have to.
I'm sorry?
If I knew, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah, really. Anyway, COVID-19, I know that part of this is, you know, brought up too, that we're already overrunning in the healthcare system. That's another thing. Taking a break, we'll be back and we'll wrap things up with Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, Immigration Naturalization Service, host of the radio program, The Michael Cutler Hour. His website, michaelcutler.net, and his articles at frontpagemag.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come.
And they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. Strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder with Michael Cutler, and very little time here, Mike, but here we got opening up the gates, and we got COVID. I guess each one of them is going to get their two shots, and, you know, you have to wait 2 weeks between time. And then we've got the Director of Homeland Security, Alexandria Mayorkas, who doesn't have too good of a record when it's not too squeaky clean. So
no,
which
and
one
I,
do you want to talk
I,
about?
And I wrote about him. He was investigated by the Office of Inspector General for politicizing the visa process. He was hooked in to Terry McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton and was ordering his people to approve all the applications. And what did I just read about? Immigration fraud was a matter of national security, and he ordered his underlings to get to yes, approve everything, or else he would have people removed and demoted, believe it or not.
Money, money, money.
This is a nightmare.
So he was getting money kickbacks, right, for giving those visas?
I don't know. I don't know what motivated him. I'm not going to make that claim. But they did link his EB-5 visas, these treaty investor visas, with an Iranian company that was involved potentially with terrorism, with individuals that were involved with Clinton and Terry McAuliffe. Look, the visa process is as critical as the wall on the border. It's a method of entry. In fact, I convinced Sheila Jackson Lee to call me as her witness, believe it or not. She called me for the hearing about the two dead terrorists, Mohammed Atta, and another one getting permission to go to flight school, of all things, after 9/11. And when there was a hearing about alien smuggling, I convinced her that you need to not only look at the border, but look at the visa process. And if you look at Alejandro Mayorkas' background, my gosh, he's the guy of my nightmares, and he's now going to be running what I call now the Department of Homeland Surrender, DHS.
Boy, you know, you mentioned there's three countries, Iran, China, Russia, and then I'm thinking Russia, Hillary, you know, the dossier, the phony dossier, and selling uranium.
And the uranium deal. Everyone's forgotten about the uranium deal with the Clintons. Remember that one?
Yeah, I just said it. Yeah, uranium. Yeah. You know, talk about Russia collusion. Yeah. But, you know, blame others for what you do.
What you're doing is basically their tactic, it seems to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rules for Zelensky or whatever. Zelensky, yes.
And if you want to also know what to look at, read 1984, the misuse of words. Now Mr. Biden says we're not going to use the word alien, we're going to call them non-citizens. That's actually an accurate depiction. But, again, we keep changing the names to change the thought process. There's nothing politically correct about this. Political correctness sounds like we're being polite. This isn't about being polite. This is about being hoodwinked and swindled by a bunch of professional con artists. We call them politicians.
Yeah, and the phoniest thing now is the little attacks going on in Portland. You know, golly. Boy, how is Trump directing them? I guess he's doing it all the way from Miami, huh? Yeah. It's
must be by ESP. He's using ESP. They took away his Twitter account, so he's doing it by mental telepathy. And isn't it remarkable that they destroyed the Democrat Party headquarters up, I think it was in Seattle. Look, sometimes arsonists get caught in their own fire, if you follow what I'm saying.
Well, you know what I think it all is? I said it yesterday, I guess it was, or the day before. False flags. You know, you've heard that terminology before.
That,
once again, is blaming others for what you do, and you're looking at it now and you're going, wow. If you're, you know, on the other side, you're going, boy, that Trump, he's not giving up.
By the way, last point, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Still
I almost forgot to say this. With all the talk about how it's Trump supporters that engaged in the attack, we don't even have all the people in custody yet. I wonder how many are going to turn out to be lefty lunatics.
Well, turning out that they're finding a lot of them, you know, were Antifa. And
That's my point.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Hey, Michael, all out of time. We'll do it again, sir. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for having me. Stay well, Chuck. Be well.
You too. Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, and it's michaelcutler.net, frontpagemag.com, bmlnews.com. He's everywhere. All right, coming up next, Selwyn Duke, and he's got a bunch of juicy ones. We'll be back.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio. Chuck Wilder here with the one and only Jeremy Dayton at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Show is repeated many, many times and all that stuff. And let's see when next we meet. Oh, yes. We got a best of coming up when next we meet. William J. Federer. And also a first-time visit from Bruce Dietrich. You know, we're talking about public schools, saving K-12. What can we do about it? And then when we come back live, you know, we're only half live most of the time, it's going to be Frank Vernuccio and the world-famous researcher Kelly Nelson, so you can't go wrong. Right now, I want to say hello to my guest, Mr. Selwyn Duke, written for The New American and many other great publications, but mostly he's right there at the New American. He also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sentage Learning. He appears on television, frequent guest on many famous radio shows just like this one. His website, SelwynDuke.com. Hello, Mr. Duke. How are you?
Hi there, Chuck. I'm doing okay. How are you today?
Pretty good. I bet somebody's asked you before or tried to get permission. They said, hey, when you come on, can we play that great song, Duke, 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 Duke. Anybody doing that yet?
No, but you can do that, absolutely. You
all right,
completely
write that
have
down.
My approval.
Write
you
that
know.
Down, Jeremy.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of Jeremy, I understand that he's the man after whom they named Dayton, Ohio. Is that true?
It probably, let me see, Jeremy, I think
Dayton,
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I know he's modest. He doesn't want to share that. He doesn't want to spread it around, but that's my understanding.
Well, you know where that song came from. Selwyn, Duke. Duke. Selwyn, am I right? But this time I am.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Chuck.
Yes. I'm going to give you a quick test, all right? And for you, the listener, just assume, and I'm not going to tell you what that means, but anyway. Oh, yeah. He is so fast, isn't he? Yeah.
There's and a former got, DJ for you.
Yeah, and he got the English version. The Spanish one is Duke, Duke, Duke. It's another story. Here's your test right now as we get into this really serious interview. Do me a favor. I want you to hold up your left hand, okay? Are you doing it?
Okay, absolutely.
Fingers extended, all right. Tell me, Mr. Selwyn, Duke, what color is that hand?
Well, I guess it's sort of off-white. Okay. I do get a little sunshine. I'm not
all
like
right.
Julian Assange. He's stuck indoors all the time, the poor guy. I do get some sunshine, but go ahead.
Well, because that comes with your latest story. That's why I'm asking. And
oh,
I predict, because of what you just said, that tanning machines are going to become very popular. Here's the title of Selwyn Duke's latest news. Yes. Biden vows war on white supremacists and the bad news that could be you. So all you got to do, listener, hold your hand up. Is it white? All right, you're going to enjoy this story. Yeah. This is actually dripping, hot off the press, came out just today. See how quick I am on this stuff?
Yeah. No, it really is something. I mean, as I said in my article, you know, discovering a white supremacist is a bit like finding a unicorn, Chuck. It really is. I don't know if you've ever met one, but I've lived a bit. I'm not exactly a very young man anymore, and I can't remember ever having met one. So you might figure, well, no, I never have met one. But according to Today's Left, you have if you're a patriot, when you looked in the mirror, Chuck.
Yeah, really.
Okay? And this is relevant because Joe Biden said, as many people know, during his inauguration speech that white supremacy was this terrible threat to political extremism also and domestic terrorism, and that these things must be confronted and defeated. So when he's talking like that, well, then it really is relevant how they're defining white supremacist, isn't it? And as I also point out, you know, today they're expanding the meanings of all sorts of words. You know, racist, what does that mean? The meaning has been expanded. Rape in Sweden, well, that covers a wide range of things. The word hero, everybody and his brother is a hero now. Boy, well, a boy can be a girl now. Who knows what that means?
Yeah.
And white supremacist is the same way. And here Tucker Carlson was talking about this the other night. So I'll read what he had to say.
Let me remind the listener that if you go to Selwyn Duke, to his website, okay, which is real hard to remember, it's, I think, called SelwynDuke.com. Is that? No, the New America. Where is your website here? Wow, there it is, SelwynDuke.com. I had everything highlighted, and I couldn't find it. I'll be okay. But anyway, when you mention Tucker, you actually have the actual broadcast. They can watch that, right?
Oh, absolutely, and it's very, very good. His monologues tend to be excellent, I have to say that. But anyway, here's what he said on Wednesday, and for those who haven't heard this, they will be shocked. Quote, Bloomberg News has described a wall along our southern border as, quote, a monument to white supremacy, so be certain not to support that. Colin Kaepernick, who seems to have the unequivocal support of corporate America, calls the 4th of July an example of white supremacy. Better put away the fireworks and the hot dogs, folks. The United States Army, a trusted institution, if ever there was one, has an entire manual on what is and what is not white supremacy. Apparently, among the telltale signs of a committed white supremacist are these. Celebrating Columbus Day, using the term American exceptionalism. Any support for federal border security or English-only measures or, quote, education funding from property taxes. Using the phrase, there's only one human race is white supremacy too, according to the Army, unquote. So, anyway, you know, if you're having trouble keeping up, don't feel too bad, because I have to tell you the only one human race nonsense was a politically correct idea not that long ago, probably a few months ago or just a few years ago. In fact, that's something that... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, because when you mentioned the different things, English only, all right, and it's funny, for the very first time when I read your article, I thought, well, that kind of sounds, you know, English only. Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's like, Chuck, you've been indoctrinated. Remember a long, long time ago when we were fighting and we wanted English only for all of the people coming into the United States because we wanted it to be easier to go to the schools and learn what's going on. And George Putnam used to say it, and I think he borrowed it from somebody else, but language is the glue that holds this nation together.
Well, it absolutely is. And
but
of
now
course,
it sounds racist, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, the left is trying feverishly to dissolve that glue. In fact, all the glue that happens to hold us together.
Yeah.
Having a common history, a common language, a common culture, these things are very, very important. Mentioning language, some people may not know this, but in India, English is one of its two national languages, along with Hindi. Now, why would they adopt English as a national language? Because after all, that was the language of their former conqueror, right? They used to be a colony, India was, of Great Britain. Well, they adopted it because in India you have more than 250 different languages and dialects, and they understand that they need to have something to bind them together. It's very, very important. You dissolve that glue that binds a civilization together, and what do you think happens? Well, it dissolves. It absolutely dissolves. And
you know, Selwyn,
that's
have
what
you?
The left is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's just what the left is visiting upon us, so please.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Japan?
Well, I was there for 4 hours. It was a stopover.
Okay. Well, I was there, I think, 4 months, three different times. Anyway, when I was in the Navy, it amazed me. The first time that, you know, we landed in Japan, I'd never been there before, right? And I think that was the first overseas port, if I'm, yeah, you know, Hawaii, I think they were still a state. Anyway, when the Japanese, I mean, you'd go in and, boy, I mean, they're speaking English, you know, and I'm going, wow. I figured, you know, you're going to have a translator, you know, somebody that knew what they were saying. But, see, they were smart because that's the way you made money. If you were able to speak, you know, English, just don't, you know, try to get a translator or, you know, and I really thought, wow. And I've been told, and I kind of believe it, that English is the hardest language in the world for people to adopt.
Yeah. Well, I know it is difficult for people who didn't grow up with it because it doesn't necessarily adhere to a hard and fast set of rules. We know that. Of course, I'm sure there are other difficult languages to learn, too, but you're right. Now, Chuck, when you went to Japan, am I correct in saying that the people ran away in fear because they thought Godzilla had come out of the ocean there? You're a big guy, aren't you?
No, I'm a little tiny guy. I can climb under the desk. I'd learned to climb under the desk when they were having atomic drills.
Okay.
No, I'm like...
Then I got that one wrong.
I'm like 5'8", 5'12", something like that. 5'12 would be
okay.
6, wouldn't it?
You're not going to narrow it down. You know, well, I got that wrong maybe, but when I was in Japan, I was struck by how small things were, the seats on buses and whatnot. And, of course, I was only there for 4 hours. I was just in the Narita Airport, I believe it was called. Like I said, it was a stopover.
You know, second time, I was there, it was whenever Kennedy was assassinated, okay? And it was unbelievable to me how bad the Japanese people were taking it, and a lot worse than some of the sailors and the Marines were taking it. I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is something else. I didn't know they appreciated us that much, you know, or him. But
You know, it's a very uniform culture, and I understand that they all tend to idolize the same things. I mean, I'm exaggerating a bit when I say all, but that a lot of them do. For instance, there used to be the emperor worship years ago, and I understand that all of Japan actually idolizes Tokyo's baseball team, that one baseball team, if I have that right. So I do think that there is sort of that collective attitude there. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because it does have its good aspects. For instance, Japan
like,
is a nation. Yeah, that
I'd be
really
like
does.
Being a Steelers fan, right? Or a Raiders fan, Steelers fan, or what's that other, Ravens? Yeah, our Ravens fan. You might find one of those somewhere. I don't know where, but anyway, I know. Hey, let me ask you this, because I know you've got so many great stories here, but Maisie or Mozzie, whatever, Hirono, that sounds Japanese. It's probably Hawaiian, right? But she hasn't really learned English yet, right, or stuff like that, because, you know, you were talking about how she got on, you know, what was it? It was during the hearing there, yeah, for Justice Barrett to become on the Supreme Court. And you're talking about, you know, sexual preference. Yeah, tell the listeners about that, would you?
Right, right. Well, I was talking about how the left will move the goalposts constantly with white supremacy now. The definition has completely changed, and it might be different in a few months. And it was the same thing with sexual preference. I mean, when Amy Coney Barrett was there at her confirmation hearings, she used that term, which really is pretty politically correct. And Mazie Hirono, that very, very dull senator from Hawaii, you said, has she learned English? Well, yeah, she has. What she hasn't learned are logic and morality. But anyway, she was taking Barrett to task for this, saying that it was an insensitive term. And it's just so ridiculous because mere weeks before, leftists had used that term. You know, just unbelievable. It's sort of, you know, like when Dan Quayle was called an idiot for misspelling potato, putting an E at the end of it. Well, not all that long before that incident, I think the New York Times had spelled it that way because many years ago, that was an alternative spelling. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. I was going to say, and I'm getting kind of carried away interrupting you a lot today, and I apologize for that. And I've slapped myself twice already. And I really wanted to slap my TV there when old Mazie got carried away. We are going to take a world-famous break, and then we're going to be back. And more on this, Saul Alinsky, you know, I keep talking about him constantly, and I know people are getting tired of it. But we'll go to Rule 13, and that's a brand new one when we get back, and let Selwyn explain that one. Because I'm always saying blame others for what you do, and I don't know what rule it is, but it's one of them. Selwyn Duke, the new American. And the website, Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Carey Mulligan gives a chillingly effective performance as a med school dropout who's haunted by the terrible abuse suffered by a classmate and develops her own means of seeking revenge on the male gender in the diabolically disturbing Promising Young Woman, now available for rent on video on demand.
Every week, I go to a club. I act like I'm too drunk to stand. And every week, a nice guy comes over to see if I'm okay.
Well, she's not okay, and neither are they after their encounters. Rendered in graphic and sometimes truly sickening detail, the plot, which becomes increasingly far-fetched, unfolds with consummate skill from rising writer-director Emerald Fennell. Though the surprising twist near the conclusion will leave you haunted rather than gratified. Rated a hard R, of course, for cringe-inducing violence, graphic sexuality, and abundant harsh language. 2.5 stars for Promising Young Woman.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here with the one and only Selwyn Duke, the new American. His latest news, Biden vows war on white supremacists. Bad news, that could be you. You can do the test, all right. Back to this article here, Saul Alinsky's Rule 13. The book Rules for Radicals. I mean, wow. Do you think every one of those Congress critters, Democratic, have a copy of that book?
Well, I don't think they all have a copy, Chuck, but I do think that they understand, many of them, these principles instinctively. Those of them who are not useful idiots, and many of them are useful idiots, let's be frank about this. But what's really going on here? You know, we've been joking around a lot during this segment, but at the end of the day, something very nefarious is occurring here. And what they're doing is, the left, is they want to be able to demonize all of their opponents. And as you know, they used to call their opponents racists, and they expanded the definition of that. Mm-hmm. But that sort of has lost its sting. So now they've moved on to white supremacists, and like I said earlier, white supremacists are extremely rare. They're hard to find, and it seems to me that when they do exist, they proclaim who they are. At least that's how it's been. But what they want to do now is they want to define everyone who's a Trump supporter as being a white supremacist. That's why they've come up with these ridiculous standards. If you support a border wall, you're a white supremacist. English only, if you support that, you're a white supremacist. So it's a good way for them to stigmatize all of us, to try to ensure that we suffer reputational and career destruction, and we're still to put us on a target list. You know, Biden has been talking about clamping down on terrorism. They want to define everyone who believes in America first as a terrorist. Then, of course, they can apply extra scrutiny to us. It's another excuse to further remove civil liberties. And we were talking about Saul Alinsky's book. He was a socialist, agitator, revolutionary. His nickname is Saul the Red Alinsky, wrote this book, Rules for Radicals. Well, what's going on here? It was really explained in his Rule 13, and it states, quote, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions, unquote. And, of course, nothing cuts people off more from support, Chuck. Nothing leads to scorn and ostracism more than branding people a white supremacist. I mean, as I said in my article, big tech took down Parler.com, the Twitter competitor, for a lot less. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on here. And as I also pointed out in my piece, this is reminiscent of what happened in Marxist re-education camps, isn't it? What they would do is they would conjure up this ridiculous dogma, and the dogma would stigmatize a certain group of people, the middle class, whatever, the intellectual class, and then there was no way that they could possibly argue against it. You know, because as Tucker Carlson also pointed out, if you deny that white privilege is real, let's say you're a poor white person from Appalachia and you say, well, I find it hard to believe that I benefit from some kind of structural advantage. In fact, I find that offensive. I'm here having trouble putting food on the table. Well, if you deny that you benefit from white privilege, guess what? That in and of itself proves that you're a white supremacist. That's what the left says. And that's what these Marxist types have always done. Like I said, they come up with this ridiculous dogma, and you can't argue against it at all. You can't debate. You just have to accept it. You have to confess your sins and then hope for mercy. And what does mercy mean in their book? Well, maybe that you would have had 20 years hard labor in a gulag as opposed to being executed. And right. I don't want to sound overwrought here. We're not at that point yet. But it's getting worse and worse and worse. When we see Joe Biden talking about unity, we know it's all nonsense. He doesn't know what he's saying anyway because he's a puppet. He's suffering dementia. But it's nonsense. That's the marketing. If they wanted unity, the left, they would stop demonizing the other side, the so-called other side. They would stop calling us names. they would stop trying to use cancel culture to wipe us out. But no, instead they're ratcheting up the pressure because they want complete and total control. And that's what this white supremacist nonsense is all about.
You know, and it's the title, Biden Vows War on White Supremacists. And I keep thinking, Selwyn, as we go into this break, you know, when he's up there making these announcements, number one, there's a teleprompter. All right, we know that for a fact. Now, they need to put a mirror on that teleprompter. That would be a start. All right, hey, we'll come back with a maybe a final word on this, especially about Barack Obama's former campaign manager. He had something to say, too. And then we've got principal question mark. Biden spoke to gay Hollywood executive and then changed his same-sex marriage views. That was interesting. We'll be back with the one and only Selwyn Duke. It is selwynduke.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Doop, 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 doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell,
doop, doop. Oh, yeah. C-C-R-R-N-N. Talk radio. Chuck Wilder here. Trying to think. Let me check here. Who is my guest? Bill Federer? No. Bruce Dietrich? No. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Selwyn Duke. All right. Hey, listen. I know. Talking about re-education and stuff like that, let's first talk about Soviet director Stalin, and you can tell him what he said, and then a guy that didn't quite reach the status of the Soviet dictator, but he was Barack Obama's former campaign manager, and what he said. Give him those two, and you'll see what we're up against there, listener.
Yeah. Consider this a little bit. Now, mass murdering Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin once reportedly vowed, quote, "We will destroy each and every enemy, even if he was an old Bolshevik. We will destroy all his kin, his family." Okay, now here's what David Plouffe, Barack Obama's former campaign manager, tweeted in 2016. Quote, "It is not enough to simply beat Trump. He must be destroyed thoroughly. His kind must never rise again." Now, those two sentiments aren't exactly the same, but aren't they just a little bit too close for comfort? And understand that this is not a one-off. We've heard leftists opining likewise for years now. I mean, I've said before, former CNN figure Reza Aslan actually said about Trump supporters that these racist scum must be eradicated. He used that term, eradicated. Then we've also heard in recent times about blacklists, 9/11 type commissions, and de-radicalization for Trump supporters. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And then you had the Trump Accountability Project. The website now has expired, but unfortunately, the spirit has not. But it actually wrote, quote, "We must never forget those who furthered the Trump agenda, those who elected him, those who staffed his government, those who funded him." And taking it further, now more recently, we have this fellow, his name is Don Winslow, Chuck. He's a Russiagate conspiracy theorist. He is inciting violence in a video. And in this video, he's calling for information to be gathered on every Trump supporter in America. So I guess you're talking there at least 74 million people. And it appears that doxing is his goal. Now, what is doxing? That's where you release the personal information of a target, his phone number, his address, so on and so forth, because you want to encourage people to harass him and commit violence against him.
Which they did to Tucker Carlson, remember?
Yes. I just mentioned that to someone close to me the other night. A few years ago or a couple of years ago, a mob attacked his house, and Carlson wasn't home at the time, but his wife was, and I believe she was hiding in a closet. That's how terrified she was. But anyway, this fellow Winslow warns in his video about Trump supporters. Here's what he says. They, quote, "are hidden among us, disguised behind regular jobs. They are your children's teachers. They work at supermarkets, malls, doctor's offices, and many are police officers and soldiers."
Wow.
So they're talking about us as if we're enemies, as if we're aliens.
And, you know, and, let me jump in here 1 second here on many of them are they're your children's teachers. Now, I got to take a guess here, Selwyn, that when it comes to teachers, and what they've got to be teaching right now, that 80% of them are probably, you know, on Biden's team. You know what I mean? Because they're following through with indoctrination. So why would they go after the teachers?
I'm glad you mentioned that because you're absolutely right. No, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I mean, most teachers are pretty liberal. And when he says that they're your children's teachers, maybe he means numerically, because if you have 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10 teachers who support Trump supporters, I guess that amounts to a lot of people numerically across the nation.
Well, it also,
but it just
according, According to your article, we may starve to death, too, because this next one really upsets me. Go ahead. Right after the teachers. They work at supermarkets.
Yeah. Malls, doctor's offices. I know. Boy, it's unbelievable. But here's the thing. Now, this video has gone viral. And the last I heard, big tech has not done anything about it. I mean, conservatives get banned and censored. It's happened to me. It's probably happened to you for sneezing the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But this vile video that really is encouraging violence against Trump supporters is up there, and big tech doesn't do anything about it. In fact, you know that the techies behind the scenes are applauding it because they absolutely agree with these sentiments. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. And as I also pointed out in my article, you know, if Biden and company, and let's say and company, because again, Biden doesn't know what's going on, if they really were concerned about domestic terrorism, well, they'd be focusing on Antifa because that's continued creating mayhem. It just rioted again. I mean, I'll put it this way. China Joe called Antifa an idea, just an idea. That's all it is. Yeah, well, you know, Joe, his fraudulency, your fraudulency, that idea just rioted again in Seattle, Denver, and Portland on Wednesday, and it vandalized businesses, and it burned flags, and it damaged Seattle's Democratic Party offices, too.
Yeah,
so this is
how
very
convenient.
Interesting.
And not, that's what I say, how convenient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Selwyn? Because people say, oh, it's got to be those Republicans are behind this because look what they did to the Democratic office. Remember these people that break their own windows, you know, and then they blame it? That went on whenever, was it Hillary? I guess when Obama was running, Blame it on somebody else. Look what they did to my windows. Same system. Go ahead.
That's a good point. I mean, I'm sure this was Antifa, but we've seen that with so-called hate crimes in the past. So many of them have been faked by leftists who are trying to implicate conservatives in hateful acts. But get this, we're talking about Antifa, how Biden has never condemned Antifa, as far as I know. The left in general won't condemn it. Not only that, I just learned this today. I had been reporting during the campaign, Chuck, I mentioned this on your show, that the domain Antifa.com forwarded to the Joe Biden for President campaign website. Well, guess what? Where do you think it forwards now? To the official White House website, whitehouse.gov. That's where Antifa.com takes you to. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Well, and look what BLM takes you to. The Blue Act or whatever, which is puts the money into the Democrats' coffers, right?
Oh, Act Blue, right?
Act Blue.
Yeah, it certainly does do that. It certainly does.
And I got it backwards.
You know, this is so striking because, as I've pointed out, some left-wingers will say, well, it's meaningless that Antifa.com goes to the White House website because, after all, anyone can own a domain and he can forward it anywhere he wants. I know a bit about domains, and that's true. But guess what? My understanding is also that you can block traffic from a given domain from reaching your site, but the Democrats have not done that. And the point is, again, if they were really concerned about domestic terrorism, that's what they would focus on. The entities that are causing most of the domestic terrorism, remember, BLM and Antifa caused about 570 violent riots last year, tearing up businesses, destroying thousands of businesses, engaging in looting and arson and hurting people, and people were murdered as a result. But the truth is that the Bidenites aren't interested in tackling domestic terrorism, Chuck. They're simply looking for a scapegoat and a boogeyman. Yeah. And, of course, white supremacists are the perfect target because what they're doing, again, is they're defining that term very, very broadly. They're applying it to mainly blue-collar whites and, in particular, white males. And as I point out in my article, this group has no institutional defenders, Chuck. Not in mainstream media, not in academia, not in entertainment or corporate America or big tech or even now the White House. So this is the perfect group to portray as an existential threat, as one so powerful that you just must accept even more civil liberty infringement to combat them. And why is it ideal? Because in reality, this group has no power. If the group did have power, the Democrats, Chuck, would be licking its boots, just like they lick China's boots, because power is what leftists worship most.
And, you know, the conservatives, I've always gotten upset because they don't fight back. You know, it's little things that, you know, that They give in too easily. I got to tell you, and I'm telling mainly the listeners, okay, so many good articles from Selwyn Duke. And I know, you know, it's my fault because I kind of put the brakes on a lot of things. But there's two that I'm going to get in. But the second one that I'm going to try to get him to do, I got to ask you right off the bat, all right? Now, in just a moment, we're going to find out that Biden did flip-flop on something and changed his mind, and we'll tell you about that. The other one, though, that in fact was showing up on my blog for a while there, Party of Riots and Crime leader Nancy Pelosi accuses Trump of murder. Now, I think it almost got censored whenever it showed up on Facebook. But anyway, boy, now there's a headline for you, right? Did you get any flack just for the title? That's basically what I need to know right now.
Well, not yet. But unfortunately, what that means is that not enough left-wingers are reading my work because, unfortunately, big tech does censor people like me
to
the hilt. But yes,
that's a strong title.
I do have a couple of left-wingers who comment actually on my Twitter thread, and they're usually very critical. But if anything, they just read the titles. They don't actually read the articles.
And, of course, we know it all has to do with worse than 9/11, the attack on the Capitol. But here's one for you, that Biden can change his mind. There is hope. Principal, Biden spoke to a gay Hollywood executive, and then he changed his same-sex marriage views. Is that all it took, Selwyn? Huh?
Well, I guess so. And this was pre-dementia, pre-Joe Biden's dementia. It's very interesting. And the story here goes, this was at Variety. You know, they were writing this fawning article about Joe Biden. This was published on Inauguration Day because that's obligatory. You have to make it out as if he's this great, compassionate person. And the title was Joe Biden Changed His Mind About Same-Sex, quote, Marriage After Meeting This Hollywood Executive. And anyway, it tells the story about how this sexual devolutionary, as I call it, organization, the Human Rights Campaign, asked then-president of HBO, Michael Lombardo, to host a 2012 meet-and-greet with China Joe, okay? And Variety writes, the event was meant to be healing. And I wrote, well, actually, pandering is the word. Because these sexual devolutionaries believe that the Obama administration, Chuck, wasn't doing enough to advance their agenda. So anyway, Barack Obama had done certain things. I mean, he'd rescinded the Clinton-era don't ask, don't tell military policy. He did that in 2010. Right. The next year, he ordered the Justice Department to cease upholding the Defense of Marriage Act. But these devolutionaries wanted more. And Obama, he was running for re-election. He wanted more support. So enter China Joe. So here's what Variety writes. Lombardo and his spouse, as they call him, Sonny Ward, and their two children opened their Los Angeles home to Biden. The vice president arrived, Lombardo tells Variety, and instead of going outside to work the crowd, he sat down and talked to our kids and to us as a human, totally unguarded, totally present for my kids in a way that moved us enormously.
Wow.
And,
yes.
Well, Chuck,
I mean, really,
you know,
I mean, look at all the videos of him and little kids, especially little girl kids, right? Wow.
Well, we know that he has great affection for kids. That's beyond question.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it. Like you said, especially young girls. And we'll leave it there because this is a family show, right? But anyway, then Lombardo said he was so engaged with them that Biden's handlers had to say to him, enough, Joe, prompting him to keep moving to the group of grown-ups waiting to meet him outside. Variety wrote that as well. Well, here's the whole thing. So sometime after that, Chuck, on May 6th, 2012, Biden was asked in an interview about whether the administration had rethought same-sex, quote, marriage. And Joe Biden said, well, you know, I listened to Barack Obama on this, but then he mentioned Will and Grace, the show, and then he told the story of his meeting with Lombardo and the kids. And he said, when it comes down to it, it's simple. Who do you love? And so, anyway, Lombardo since then has kept in touch with Joe Biden. He supported his 2020 presidential run. But what I find interesting about this is Biden had this marriage conversion, right, just because of that, just because he spoke to a Hollywood executive. And, of course, that's totally sincere. All right, and then just 3 days later, what do you think happened? Well, Barack Obama also had a marriage conversion. He didn't speak to a Hollywood executive, though, Chuck, mind you, but he said his thinking was changed by his daughters, ages 10 and 13 at the time.
Wow.
And his daughters just happened to find their influential tongues at about the same time Lombardo found his. A complete coincidence, I'm sure. And then less
than a year
later,
it's almost like somebody wrote up a memo. Here's what you two guys need to do, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, isn't it like that? But we know that this was a sincere change of hearts. Let's not be cynical, Chuck. Let's not be cynical. But less than a year later now, Hillary Clinton also experienced a conversion. She announced that she supported same-sex, quote, marriage, even though for years she had said the opposite. And I'm sure none of this had anything to do with the fact that the polling numbers on the issue were changing, Chuck. Nothing at all.
Let me tell you something. This is an exclusive just for you, okay, about Hillary, about that she now believes in, you know, same sex or whatever. I think there were many years that she believed in no sex marriage.
Oh, God. Well, I think Bill Clinton could tell you something about that, but...
Yeah. Well, that meant as far as she was concerned, yes. Hey, we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and wrap it up there. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, there's a great apocryphal saying, moral issues are always complex matters for people who have no principles. So if you're changing your views on fundamental issues during your advanced years after talking to an entertainment figure or a child, well, that does not do much to recommend you. But, of course, we know that all of this was cynical. It was all just political expediency to begin with.
All right. Selwyn Duth, you see how he is such a pro? You know, Jeremy and I, we just say, look how he ends it. Right on the word when the music starts. See, we gave him a remote control to start the music. That's what it was. Yes. Selwyn Duth, the new American. The website, Selwyn Duth, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com. Remember that. W-Y-N-D. Channel, never mind. We'll be back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Everybody's talking at me.
Always a pleasure to have the one and only Selwyn Duke, the new American, SelwynDuke.com. So I mentioned a moment ago about the one you did, and Party of Riots and crime leader Nancy Pelosi accuses Trump of murder. Now, if that was any Republican critter saying something like that, you know, they would surely say, we're going to get him for attempted murder. Yes. Whoever said that? Well, it's Selwyn Duke. He wrote that. but she has basically, you know, come right out and said it. He killed all those people. He's responsible for killing those people. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is referring to what occurred on January 6th, that there were five deaths. But, of course, what's not pointed out by the lamestream media is that three of those deaths were actually due to medical emergencies. One was a heart attack, for instance, because you had many of thousands of people there, and such things will happen. That's just probability. But not only that, the hypocrisy here, if you can imagine a left winger being hypocritical, is absolutely unbelievable. Now, Nancy Pelosi was complaining about this occupation of the Capitol building on the 6th. Okay, well, 10 years ago, guess what? There was an occupation of the Wisconsin Capitol building. This, at the time and even now, is the longest occupation of a major governmental building in American history. It spanned the course of 2 months, yes. January, February, not completely 2 months, but within that period.
Was that when they were circle, Selwyn? They were all around in a circle?
I think it might have been. I think it might have been. This was when Scott Walker was the... Yeah, Scott Walker was the governor of Wisconsin, and the unions didn't like what he was doing legislatively or signing into law. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi at the time, you know what she said? She praised this occupation as, quote, an impressive show of democracy in action. That's what she said. Since then, though, her attitude toward Capitol incursions has changed notably, and the leftists now want to call it an insurrection, what happened on the 6th. Well, what is an insurrection, though? Well, an insurrection is actually what happened last year with CHAZ, with that Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, where leftists actually took over part of Seattle, and they claimed that they were establishing their own country. And people on the left didn't seem to condemn that. They didn't mind it at all, Nancy Pelosi included. Not only that, Nancy Pelosi, if we want to talk about elections, you know, because she's condemned Trump for not conceding the election, she said that as well. If I could leave him one note, I would say, man up, concede the election. Well, for 4 years, the Democrats said that Trump was an illegitimate president. They said that Putin stole the election on behalf of Donald Trump. And Nancy Pelosi actually said at one point in 2017, the election was hijacked. We need to have the truth come out. And you know what happened a month after that? Well, we had the congressional baseball shooting where a leftist tried to assassinate a large group of Republicans, and Steve Scalise, the congressman, was shot and wounded badly. So these leftists fomenting unrest and fomenting violence that actually has cost lives, if you want to talk about murder.
Boy, there you go, Selwyn. Wow, great show today. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
God bless.
You too. Selwyn Duke, the new American. SelwynDuke.com. Thank you very much, Jeremy Dayton. And, you know, speaking of crime, there was a thief that broke into my house last night, and he started searching for money. So what'd I do? Well, I got up and helped him search, because I haven't been able to find any either. Thanks for listening.